Item number 11. From the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to abolish the following positions. One carpenter. Upon vacancy, one restaurant concession manager, parks. Upon vacancy, one park unit coordinator, one concessions. One park unit coordinator, two concessions. And one regional operations manager. And create the following positions. One painter, parks. One assistant chief of recreation and business operations. One golf services manager, and one clubhouse concessions manager. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, the Department of Administrative Services, and Division of Human Resources. The Committee on Finance and Audit approved this item by a vote of 5-0. And I also have a report from Human Resources on the Assistant Chief of Recreation and Business Operations. It was noticed that it wasn't. You should have this. It wasn't included in the electronic copies.
Supervisor Markowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I know that Mr. Keegan is here, and I'll just have him briefly give a thumbnail sketch, but the Parks Department has really been going through some amazing musical chairs, if you will, with different people, and you know, we've lost
Jeff Warren.
We lost a very, very good individual, and then other people either have left or retired. So I'm going to move approval, but I know that Mr. Keegan and his team have put in an immense amount of time, and if you just would like to share. Realizing for this committee that this committee only deals with classification and rate of pay. Supervisor Thomas was just here. They obviously are the ones that say we have the money for it. We are the ones that say we agree with what the rate of pay is.
Mr. Keegan.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Jim Keegan from the Parks Department. I would first off like to thank the Department of Human Resources and Administrative Services Fiscal for their assistance in this. This is the first phase of a number of position changes that the Parks Department is requesting to help us become more efficient and effective in our operations, revenue generation, and delivering services to the public. And so I think the overview was said what we're looking to do at this point in time, and so I will be sending down copies of org charts to all members of the county board before either this afternoon or Monday so that you can review this. And I would be open to any questions at this time.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the case of all these creates, you already have someone that you're intending, someone internal that you're intending to coordinate positions. Those org charts have someone identified already, but where are they? Where do they fall within these ranges of pay, and how does that compare to where they're moving from?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this section of the request ultimately saves the Parks Department in the current fiscal year $41,338 based upon the fiscal note. There are incumbents that are moving from one position into a greater responsible, or a position with greater responsibility. But ultimately, this part of it saves and allows us to put more money into our seasonal workforce staff this year. Ultimately, the whole package is a net savings to the Parks Department on the permanent salary line, which allows more money to go into the seasonal line. Does that answer your question?
No, I mean, it's good information, but I guess what I'm wanting to understand is that there will be a movement within the department, so I don't want to read the next story about someone who moved from $40,000 to $70,000. Or what, you know, looking at the rate of pay, the range of pay, there's obviously, you know, from 67 to 87, and I'm wondering where these incumbents are moving from. Are they in a similar, I'm sorry, this is on the assistant chief, I don't know what the other ones are. But are they in similar pay ranges now, or obviously if the responsibilities are increasing, the pay is increasing, but I guess I want to know the magnitude of that change.
the pay ranges that they're currently in and that they're would be moving to are somewhat different, but not significant. You know, nothing. You know, nothing $30,000 or anything like that. There's nothing like that.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, just a note about the creation. These are new creates. There would have to be a competitive process of some kind. A number of these positions, at least the painter buildings, that would be a represented position. The other positions would be in the classified service, which would involve a recruitment and selection process.
So if I can just clarify, that'll go through HR.
Yes.
It's not that somebody within the department can promote somebody on their own.
That's correct.
Supervisor Schmidt, I'm sorry.
Well, certainly that can be going on in departments. You move people around. You give people you know, credit for being due. We've seen people move from more subordinate positions to more administrative or director positions, and I think that's up to the department to do those kinds of things. They have to go through HR, and then we create this. So we need a little bit more a say in this process, but I'm very satisfied. I think, like Supervisor Borkowski has said, but I think you need a chance, and I compliment you, Mr. Keegan, and others who usually come, but this org chart is, it's an important thing to see. I mentioned that with the sheriffs. These org charts are very important to look at. We should have a chance to look at those before we vote on things. And I know you came to my office, and we went through it, so I'm very satisfied. And I also know that, for example, be careful about throwing out names, but, you know, we have someone in marketing who's got, like, you know, like this and works 16 hours a day, which I'm sure a lot of our people do sometimes, okay? But, you know, we got a golf manager. It really makes a lot of sense. And we want our departments to make changes that make sense for them, to be more efficient. We're going to save a little money, but we put more responsibility. We take some other responsibilities away from people. So I think it would be good to sit down with Mr. Keegan. Mr. Keegan, I know you're a very busy man, but have other people, you know, people need on the committees to look at the org charts. And I asked this yesterday. I know you're going to get it to everybody, so we'll have a chance to look at this, too. And if you have questions, you can hit them. But I guess that's a general thing I'm throwing out to people. Org charts are always good, and ideas how we're moving people around, because then we have a chance, really, to kind of see where you're going. And I think we've all said we encourage to where you're going. I know this is part of a process that parks have had to undergo, and a lot of departments have to undergo, but you know, we don't want to manage the departments, but we want to know what's going on to understand why the positions are and why you're making these changes. And we had a chance to sit down and have a long discussion about it, and I'm very satisfied with what you're doing, but it just needs to be communicated better sometimes, I guess. That's what I would say, with all due respect. Thank you.
Thank you. Just for clarification, what was the action in finance?
They approved this item out of all the
finances. Yeah. Okay. And we have a motion to approve by Supervisor Borkowski. No other comments? Please call the roll.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesars.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Supervisor Haas wanted to.